Well, boys and girls, do pop those prizes on the floor because I'm going to need your help in just a second. I do want to congratulate all of the young people and the older young people as well for their prizes today. But actually, I wonder if I asked them why they'd been given prizes, whether they'd know what the answer was. You see, we haven't given them prizes for actually doing anything in particular. I know in some churches, not to criticize them at all, they get prizes for reciting memory verses or for coming to Sunday school on so many occasions or whatever it is like that. We don't tend to have that rule here. We give them just a prize just for simply coming to Sunday school, in the case of the older young people, for coming to Route 66. And we give them prizes to help them think not about whether or not they have won, but to help them think whether or not it is they are in the race. That's the whole idea, to help them think about whether or not they are in the race. Because actually, if they are in the race, then it doesn't matter whether they come first or last, they will all get the same prize. Now, let me illustrate for you what I mean. I need a volunteer. And the volunteer is going to get one of these. I tried to buy singles. They don't sell them in singles anymore. But so it's going to be a double, actually. I need three volunteers. Luke, you are perfect for this. Thank you. And let me see. It's all boys, isn't it? Okay. Yes. Rachel. Is that Rebecca or Rachel? I never remember, Rebecca, whether you're Rachel or Rebecca. Rachel, come out, please. Excellent. Come this way, Luke. Just for a second. And I need someone a bit taller. Hannah. Okay. Oh, Harry, you're coming too. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Right. Now then, can you hop? Can you hop like that? You can. Okay, okay. What we're going to do then, Mike is going to steward this. So you guys, we're going to have a race. Okay? That's what you can do. You're going to have a race. So Mike's going to steward this. So if you go and stand down there, Mike, gather the kids down there. Okay. Now then, I wonder if you would be so kind as to hold. I couldn't have a tape. Vi, if you would you mind holding that for me? Is that okay? Would you mind terribly? I'm sorry. I don't know your name. Nice to meet you. Right. Just hold on a second. And my wife very wisely said to me, make sure you have four, not three. So there we are. Okay, now what you've got to do is hop. I would have said run, but if you run, you're going to collide with this. It'll be flowers and water and I'm going to be in trouble. So what you've got to do is hop. And the aim is to win. You've done this at school? Yes? You know how to win. You ready? So, Hannah, don't blast the other ones over, okay? Now then, here's the prize. You ready? On your marks. Now, you can't join in, Mike. I'm sorry. He's settled himself. Ready? On your marks. Get set. Go. Oh. Ah, well done. Right. Well, I think... Now, you won, Rachel. Is that right? You were the first one through the finishing tape. You get a prize. Actually, Hannah, you were the next one through the finishing tape. Guess what? Hold up your prize. You get the same prize. Harry, you were the next one through the finishing tape. You get exactly the same prize. Look at his face. Fantastic. Is he allowed chocolate? Is that okay? Luke, you were the same last one through the finishing tape, but it doesn't matter. You get the same prize. Well done. Thank you very much. You guys can go and sit down. That's great. Actually, you see, if, as the Bible suggests, going to heaven is like a race, and it is, then the truth is, it's not whether or not you're the first one there or the last one there, but whether or not you're in the race that affects whether or not you get the prize. And actually the Bible says that if that doesn't sound as if it makes sense to us, it really does. In that passage we read from Paul's letter to the Philippians just a few minutes ago, that passage where he describes what it's like, he's talking about running a race. He says going to heaven is like running a race. And he said that he had to go through some very special things to be got ready to run the race. Before Paul became a Christian, in fact, he thought he was doing really well, being really ready to run the race to heaven. He describes what it was like. Well, he describes what it's like in verse 5. If you've got a Bible open in front of you, just have a glance at it. He says, listen, if anyone thinks I've got reasons to put confidence in what I can do in the flesh, well, I've got even more confidence. Me, well, I was circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless. Paul reckons he had everything he needed to win the race. Now, again, I need a volunteer out here. There's no chocolate in this, I'm afraid. But I do need a volunteer. Go on then, Joel. Right. Now then, let's just see if I can get you ready to run a race. First things first, Paul says he was a Pharisee. Well, we need to dress you up to look like a terribly religious person. I don't know how you dress someone up to look like a religious person. I don't possess a dog collar. I wouldn't know where you buy them. So, or anything like that. So I thought we'd just put a kind of grand-looking cape on you. And I wanted a big bed cover, but your mum said that this would be better. So you can look. You can look. There we are. There we are. Do you look terribly religious now? Okay. A Pharisee. Just stay there. Wait a minute. Right. So a Pharisee. Actually, you're going to need an arm. You are going to need an arm. Leave that arm out. There we are. Okay, so you're a Pharisee, okay? Now, very, very religious. And he said he was from exactly the right family. Now, I've got a bit of paper here that shows which family you're from. Actually, Paul said he was from the tribe of Benjamin. You could have the tribe of Shaw, I know. But we're not going to put your hand there, okay? And what we'll do is, there we are. I'll just do that round like that. Excellent. Okay. Of the tribe of Benjamin, right? A Pharisee of the tribe of Benjamin. As for zeal, you were persecuting the church. I meant to bring a truncheon. Something for you to thump people with. Have that instead. That's a newspaper I got. You can roll this up and you can go around and thump people, because that's what really, really religious people do, isn't it? Just have that. They go around. Oh, and as for the law, he says, legalistic righteousness, faultless. So you were somebody that really knew. You would be somebody that really knows the law. Really. Oh, you've got both hands. You can hold the truncheon in one hand. That's right. And you can hold a jolly great big Bible under the other hand. Okay? Right. Now then, do you look, Joel, as though you're ready to run a race?
No.
So if you had just entered the hopping race down here, would you have won or lost dressed like that?
No.
You sure you'd have lost like that?
Yes, there's too much weight.
There's too much weight on you. Okay, you're not really kitted out. See, Paul reckoned that before he became a Christian, he seemed like the most religious person that could ever be. But it wasn't going to help him go to heaven. Actually, he says, I wanted to get rid of all those things that made people think I was terribly religious. Not that I ignored the Bible, but I started to understand it properly. I recognized, says Paul, that actually it didn't matter what family I was from, I could still go to heaven anyway. And as for being a Pharisee, well, who cares whether or not I'm a Pharisee? Actually, now you look much more kitted out to run the race to heaven, don't you? Thank you, you can go and sit down. Paul says, everything you could need looked like it was there, but it really wasn't. In fact, when Paul became a Christian, something amazing happened. If you look at verse 7 of our passage, he says, whatever was to my profit, whatever looked as though I was dressed right, whatever seemed to be right, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. In other words, said Paul, all of those things that made me look religious actually were just rubbish compared to knowing Jesus. In fact, he says, verse 8, what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ. Paul said all of this stuff that made him look as though he was religious, all it did actually was stop him thinking about how much he needed Jesus. And stopping being a Pharisee was really costly. Stopping shouting that he was from the right family, well, it didn't win him any friends. Saying that he was an absolute expert who knew everything there was to know everything. Understanding the Bible rightly meant that some of his previous friends hated him. But he said it doesn't matter. Because my goal, he said, was to know Jesus. What's really important is knowing Jesus. Verse 9, to be found in him, not having a righteousness, a rightness before God of my own that comes from the law. Not having a righteousness I can earn, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. See, there's no point in my trying to get myself ready for heaven in any other way. I can only be ready for heaven, only be ready to meet God. Not by trusting in what I can wear and what I can do. I can only be ready to meet God by trusting in Jesus and what he has done. And that is because he makes sure that he has won the race for us. It doesn't matter whether we are the first or the last. Jesus has already won the race for us. All we need to do is know him, and we find that it's in him. By trusting him, it's as though we've already been through that tape ourselves. Look at verse 10 of the passage on page 830. The way Paul puts it, he says, of all other things, I want to know more than anything else, I want to know Jesus. I want to know the power of his resurrection. I want to know the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to arrive at the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. When Paul became a Christian, it's as though he started running the race, he says. And he says that starting running that race, becoming a Christian, it's almost like Jesus took hold of him. In fact, when Paul became a Christian, it was so dramatic, so amazing, that even people that aren't Christians now talk about that time when Paul became a Christian on the road to Damascus. They will say a Damascus Road experience. It was amazing. It changed Paul's life forever. And for the purpose of running the race to heaven that Jesus has already won, Jesus took hold of Paul, and Jesus had already made sure he could go to heaven by dying on a cross for him and rising again from the dead. He said, I want to know Christ, verse 10. I want to know the power of his resurrection. I want to share in his sufferings. I want to arrive at the resurrection from the dead. In other words, said Paul, when I started the race, when Jesus put his hands on me and led me to know himself, it was as though he was saying to me, listen, Paul, run after me, follow me, know me. I've already won the race for you, follow me. Run the same race that I did. Not looking to what we can do or our own achievements or being really religious or just following him, but relying on him and not on ourselves. Some of us will run slowly. Some of us will run quickly. All of us will follow Jesus if we're Christians. When a runner is running a race, do you think as they're running forwards, boys and girls, do you think they're running like this, looking backwards? Or do you think they're running forwards? Has anybody ever run a race doing this? What's going to happen if you do this as you run a race? What's going to happen, Caleb? You're going to slow down, and there's something else might happen as well, actually. If you're running a race, if I'm running this way, what might happen, Jacob? You might fall over. That's exactly right. When a runner is running a race, which way is he looking? He's looking forwards. He's straining towards what is ahead. He's desperate to get there. Whether he's a good runner or not such a good runner, he's straining to look forwards. That's exactly what Paul said he was doing. And he wanted all the other Christians he knew to do as well. Verse 13, he says, "Brothers, fellow Christians, I don't consider myself yet to have got there, to be completely there for heaven, but this is where I'm going. This is what I'm looking for. One thing I do," he says, "forgetting what is behind, all my religiousness, all my I can do it myselfness, and straining towards what is ahead," he said, "I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus." Pressing on, looking to heaven, knowing that Jesus has made it possible for us to go to heaven and following Him, trusting in Him, relying on Him and not on ourselves. And the great news is, it's the same prize for everyone. The prize that Jesus has already won for us. The prize of knowing Him and being with Him forever. Those three Olympic athletes there, actually, if you should look at the photo carefully, they're each grabbing their medals and biting them to check they're not made of chocolate. That's what they really are doing. But the prize that we get elsewhere in the Bible, Paul says, it is not like a kind of Olympic crown or a medal. No, no, the prize we get is a crown of glory. And it doesn't matter whether we're the first or the last. We trust in Jesus to take us to heaven to have the crown of glory. So why have we given all the Sunday school kids prizes? What has all of this got to do with you guys going home with books? The answer is, we want to help you think about whether or not you are in the race. We want you to trust in what Jesus has done and to follow Him to heaven. We want you to rely on Him and not on yourselves. We want you to remember every day that knowing Jesus is the most important thing about walking through life and going to heaven and not upon yourselves. And for those of us who have been Christians for some time, the constant temptation for us is to start to put on the bits of kind of religiousness and we go to the right family, or we might say we go to the right church, and for the Bibles we carry around with us to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and not just because our sight is failing. We can very easily start to rely on ourselves and not on Jesus. Everyone who is trusting in what Jesus has done to take them to heaven is in the race. Everyone who is a Christian is in the race. Boys and girls, are you on your way to heaven? Are you trusting in Jesus? Are you in the race? Our prayer and longing for you is that you are. And you see, all of us need to know that anyone who either is trusting in themselves to go to heaven or just doesn't care actually is not going to heaven where God is and loves us and will care for us forever, but is going to hell where He will punish us forever for rebelling against Him. The choice is not heaven or nothing. The choice is heaven or hell. Boys and girls and everyone else, we long for you to be in the race, not to rely on how well you can run, but to trust in Jesus who has run it. And if you're trusting in Jesus and running the race, you'll find, well, one day you'll get there.